In the small landlocked country of San Marino on Og. 22, Pope Leo XIV called on young people to open the door of their heart to God, assuring them that the faithful only find authentic freedom in Jesus Christ. After his arrival in San Marino, one of the smallest and oldest republics in the world, and following a meeting with the country's captain's regent, the Pope went to the Basilica of San Marino. There, together with priests and the faithful, he worshiped the Blessed Sacrament and venerated the relics of Saint Marinus. Pope Leo XIV speaks to pilgrims at the Basilica di San Marino, Og. 22, 2026. Credit, Vatican Media. I, Ejective M, glad to meet you in this basilica, the Pope said in a speech after the moment of prayer. I would like us to live this moment together as a pause in our common path in the footsteps of Christ. Addressing especially young people, the Holy Father recalled the words spoken by his predecessor Benedict XVI when visiting San Marino in 2011. Do not stay in the partial, immediate answers. Easier at first and more comfortable, which can give some moments of happiness, of exaltation, of drunkenness, but that do not lead you to the true joy of living. Benedict XVI had told pilgrims at the time, "Your heart is an open window to infinity," addressing the faithful on Og. 22, Pope Leo said, "Well, dear young people, keep that window open. Follow with the gaze of the soul the paths that trace in you the great longings for beauty, goodness, and life that you carry in your heart," the Pope said. "If you carefully observe their journey and listen to your voice, they will lead you to the top, to meet God where he seeks and waits for you, and with his help, your dreams will have the necessary strength to leave a mark on history and improve it," he added. As a second call, the Pope said to young people, "Enthusiastically embrace your mission in the world. Do it, first of all, trying to understand what the call is for you, unique for each one, and value its greatness. Then, give yourself to him and invest without reservation all the richness of the gifts that God has granted you," he continued, encouraging them not to be fear of making demanding decisions, such as marriage, consecration, orderly ministry, professional life, or social and political commitment. The Holy Father also expressed his sincere gratitude to the priests, catechists, and educators, who work for the human and Christian growth of young people, and highlighted their hidden but very important work of helping parents, who are first responsible for the education of their children in faith. The family, in fact, is the first place of formation in the faith, the natural bosom in which the gospel is learned from childhood and breathed on a daily basis, he said. He encouraged the faithful to establish an educational pact so that parents feel involved, rediscover the faith themselves in a new way, and have the joy of transmitting to their children the Christian values of which they are custodians. While warning that we live in a world wounded by numerous conflicts, the Pope assured the assembly that, in the face of these disturbing tendencies, the response of believers can be no other than to travel the path of the gospel with an even greater conviction. Towards the end of his address inside the basilica, the Pope encouraged the faithful to live in communion, giving testimony of unity in our communities. Among the parishes, and within them, between pastors and faithful, among the different charisms and ministries. After concluding the meeting inside the basilica, the Holy Father addressed a greeting to the faithful who were outside and spoke again in a special way the young people present. Open the door of your heart, always listen to Jesus Christ, and never be afraid to listen to what Jesus wants to say to each of you. Recognize in yourselves the value of life, the value of your life of you who were created by God and are loved by God. Your life has a great value for us, for the church, for your family, and for the whole world, said the Pope. This story was originally published by ACI Prensa, EWTN News, Spanish language news partner. It has been translated and adapted by EWTN News English. Sign up for the EWTN News email and stay connected. The Pontiff will visit one of the world's smallest countries on Og. 22. Here, S. What to know about San Marino's deep Catholic roots.